Well, let me invite you, if you have your Bibles, turn back with us to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. Gospel of Mark, chapter 12. I would draw your attention to verse number 28, reading down through verse number 34. Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, beginning at verse number 28, down through verse number 24. The Bible says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, and there is one God, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God, and no man after that durst ask him any question." I want you to notice here that phrase in verse number 34, where the Bible says, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." For a few moments, I'd even like to preach you on that thought, that phrase, "not far from the kingdom," not far from the kingdom. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you again for this day. And Father, we do thank you for your love and your mercy. And Lord, we thank you for another Sunday where we get to come and gather in your house to sing your praises and open your word to see a truth that might help us be the church and the Christian you have us to be. And Father, now I pray you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit. May the words I speak tonight be those of you and you alone. May the message be a help, a challenge, and an encouragement to these your people. Father, we pray tonight you be with those that cannot be here. We pray you would keep them safe and bring them back safely to us. Father, now just come down and meet with us in a special, a real, and a mighty way as only you can. And for all that you'll do, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it. We love you now and we need you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We see here in Mark chapter 12, a particular scribe who is not named, but he comes to the Lord and he asks the Lord a question regarding the first commandments, or rather, more aptly put, the greatest commandments. And upon observing this religious leader, the Lord says to him there in verse number 34 that he is not far from the kingdom of God. But what exactly did the Lord Jesus Christ mean by that statement? Not far from the kingdom of God. Well, that's what we want to kind of dive into and kind of investigate here tonight. The very first thing we see is the asking of the scriptures. The asking of the scriptures. Notice there again, if you would, verse 28. The Bible again says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?" Which is the first commandment of all? And so here we find that this scribe, he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is very important. When we come to the Lord, he came to him with a spiritual perspective. He came to him with a spiritual perspective. He did not come to him with a worldly perspective. And he came seeking not worldly wisdom, but he came seeking Christ's wisdom. And that's very important, that when we go to the Lord, or when we go to the Word of God, that we go to the Word of God, not with earthly reasoning, not with worldly reasoning, and not with worldly wisdom, and not seeking worldly answers, but we go with that spiritual perspective. We go in wanting God's answer. We want God's perspective. We want God's reasoning for the questions we have, for the questions that we seek to be answered. And we see here, he starts off with his recognition of the Lord. He starts off by recognizing just who the Lord is. You notice there, the verse says, the second part of it, and perceiving that he had answered them well. And perceiving that he had answered them well. So we see the very first thing he does is recognizes that this was a man who knew what he was talking about. This was a man who he knew that if he had an answer for or had a question for, that he was going to get the answer in which he was seeking, that the Lord could answer his question. And I'm thankful tonight that when you and I have questions, when you and I need an answer from the Lord, we can go to him in prayer, knowing that not only does he hear us, but that he answers those questions. He answers those prayers. And this man knew that by getting to the Lord Jesus Christ, he was going to answer these questions. But not only do we see his recognition of the Lord, we see his request of the Lord. We see his request of the Lord, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all. And so after he recognizes that the Lord is someone who can help him, once he recognizes the Lord is somebody who can answer his question, he then has this request and he wants to know what is the first or what is the greatest commandment of all. And so we go from the asking to now the answer of the Savior. The answer of the Savior. Notice there, if you would, verses 29 through 31. Verses 29 through 31, the Bible says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And so the Lord, he comes to this scribe and he basically takes the Ten Commandments. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ did not come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill the law. And when he came to fulfill the law, he did so by taking the Ten Commandments and he broke them down into two. Now, when you read the Ten Commandments, the first four, they deal with our relationship to God. And the last six, they deal with our relationship to man. And so the Lord takes those Ten Commandments, those four dealing with our relationship to God, those six dealing with our relationship to man and fellow man. And he takes those. He does not abolish them, but he breaks them down into two primary commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so we see he breaks it down really in the two categories. Number one, he breaks it down into our love of the holy. Love the Lord thy God. Right there, that encompasses all those first four commandments that the Lord was trying to get through to us with the Ten Commandments. Love the Lord thy God. That is our calling. That is our command. That is our duty, to love the Lord thy God. Our love of the holy. But not only our love of the holy, but then secondly, our love of humanity. Our love of humanity. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, unfortunately, we live in a day and age where we don't have much of either. We have a world that they don't love God like they ought to, but we also live in a day and age where we don't have people who love each other like they ought to. And it's a sad state of affairs that we find ourselves in. But we see the Savior says that we're to have a love of the holy and a love of humanity. Love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor as thyself. And then we see, so we see the asking, we see the answer. And then thirdly this evening, we see the acknowledgement of the scribe. We see the acknowledgement of the scribe. Notice there, if you would, verses 32 and 33. Verses 32 and 33. The Bible says, "And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And so we see here, he acknowledges what the Lord says by, number one, his agreement with the Lord. He agrees with what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. He says, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth." We'd be in a better state as a people if we would take this scribe's example. That when the Lord says something, we just say, "Okay, Lord, what you have said is the truth." And the truth of the matter tonight is just that. When the Lord speaks, he does not speak lies. He does not speak half-truths. Anything the Lord speaks to us through his word is truth. And we can take it to the bank. It's as sure as sure can get that when the Lord speaks to us, he is speaking to us truth. And we see the scribe, he says, "Thou hast said the truth." But not only do we see his agreement with the Lord, we see his awareness of the love. We see his awareness of the love. Notice there, he says there, to love his neighbor as himself. He says there, and to love him, talking about God, with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength. To love him, love his neighbor. He sees that what the Lord is saying about love is so vitally important, that we need to love God and love others. But then we see his accuracy of the law. He says, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. There is but so far the sacrifices could have went to atone for sin. Eventually, we needed a sacrifice that was permanent. And that was shown on the cross of Calvary for your sins and my sins when the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood. I was put in a tomb, and 3 days later, he rose again. It doesn't get any more loving than that. There's nothing more somebody can do than lay down their life. The Bible says in the Gospel of John that there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And the Lord Jesus Christ did just that. He gave his life for you and for me, that we might have eternal life through him, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the scribe had an accuracy of the law that love is more and is greater than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And so we see it tonight. We see the asking. We see the answer. We see the acknowledgement. And then fourthly and finally tonight, we see the apprehension of salvation. We see the apprehension of salvation. Notice there, if you would, verse number 34. Verse number 34, Mark chapter 12, the Bible says, "And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question." We see here that this man's probing, his question was discreet. We saw a little bit about this in Sunday school this morning, as we were going through the idea of the importance of prayer in the life of the believer, in the life of the Christian. The Bible tells us that we ought to pray in secret, and your Father, which heareth in secret, will reward thee in secret. This man, he did not make a public spectacle of it. He did not come asking this question to try and get Jesus in a got you moment like a lot of the Pharisees would do, just to try and trip Jesus up. No, this man, he came to Jesus in humility. He came to him discreetly. He asked him discreetly. And you notice there, Jesus in verse number 34, it says, "And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly." He answered discreetly. His probing was discreet. But then we see his proximity was declared. His proximity was declared. He said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. You say, what does that mean tonight? Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. This scribe, he understood. By the time he had gotten done with Jesus, he understood what was important. And that was our love of God and our love of others. We cannot possibly say we are heaven bound tonight and say it with a straight face and a serious face if we do not love God. If we do not love other people as God loved them. And so we see tonight, although the scribe hesitated to accept the person of Christ, he had a good understanding of what God's kingdom was all about. And it was about love of God and love of others. Tonight, our proximity, our closeness to God's kingdom is directly related to our love of God and to our love of others. How about you tonight? Can it be said of you by the Lord Jesus Christ, thou art not far from the kingdom of God? Tonight, are you loving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, or all your strength? Are you loving others like you ought to love them? Because listen, we said it this morning in Sunday school that you cannot possibly say tonight you love a God you cannot see if you do not love those you do see. It's not possible. If this relationship is not what it ought to be, then this relationship cannot be what it ought to be. We have to love each other if we're going to love God. But we have to love both. The Bible tells us that by this all men shall know you are my disciples. By what? By your love one for another. And so tonight, the kingdom of God is at hand if we love God and love others. Let's pray tonight.